But the let's see, the person, the birthday of the day, that we are celebrating the birthday of the day, he was born on this day in 1940. Young man was born and raised in Liverpool. He is a singer and a songwriter. He is the co-founder of the most commercially successful and critically acclaimed groups in the history of popular music. Without question. Without question. Anyone who was around in the 1960s when this group first got off the airplane at what was then LaGuardia, Idlewild Airport, this group blew up the world, and he was one of the founding members. But he died tragically, murdered on the 8th day of December in 1980. His name, you've guessed it by now, I know you have, John Winston Lennon.
Had been much done. is that this heart of mine embraces all day through. Children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well.
someone in the great somewhere. He's everywhere. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, a touch of
looks strange. It's funny how one damage, so much grain. And what's it for, this little empty garden by the brownstone door, and in the cracks along the sidewalk, nothing grows no more. Must have been a gardener that cared a lot, who weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. And we are so amazed, we're crippled and with age. A gardener like that one, no one can replace. He'd have said that roots grow stronger if only he could hear. Ooh, live there. He must have been a gardener that cared a lot, who weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. Now we pray for rain, and with every drop that falls,
Empty Garden. Empty Garden. Elton John's tribute to the late, great John Lennon. At around 10:50, back on the 8th of December in 1980, John and Yoko, they were going back to their apartment in New York. They lived in the Dakota. And a fellow named Mark David Chapman shot Lennon in the back 4 times. Right at the entrance of his door. You're walking in the door and somebody walks up behind you and shoots you in the back. Lennon was taken to the emergency room at the Roosevelt Hospital and was pronounced dead. Dead on arrival. Dead on arrival at 11:07. And the irony of that story is that earlier in that same evening, John Lennon had actually autographed a copy of his Double Fantasy album for Chapman.